I feel that my heart is full this morning, something like yours, and that I ought to just thank the Lord. I ought to thank the Lord for this season before it's over. I've done it several times, kind of, but now it's the last day. And I just thank the Lord for this season. I praise Him. You know, Eric said that he testified earlier about that psalm, and he did. It was right at the very beginning. And it has been in my heart, too, all season long. We were talking about holiness. And right at the beginning of the season, holiness unto the Lord, we took some lessons on that, considering what it all means and how it plays out in our lives and so on. And Eric stood in one of the first meetings and he said, you know, one aspect of living a holy life is living in unity one with another, loving the brethren. And certainly that's true. I've thought about it many times throughout the season. And that song too. In the meantime, during the season, I heard someone preaching on that. And he talked about the mountain of Hermon being higher than the mountain of Zion and being in another location. And yet the blessing comes, it says, the dew of Hermon falls on Zion. And he said, the unity that God creates among His people as His love flows, he said, it's like a blessing from another world. I've used that phrase here during the season after I heard that, because it truly is something that He does, and it's a manifestation of the very life of God, the resurrection life and power of Jesus. It's heavenly. I'm so thankful that it's been real here this summer. When Eric spoke about that chance meeting in Munich, I have a little memory of that too. It was just, you know, just a chance thing, very brief. But as he applied it to his story here this morning, I thought again about the love of God and how nothing just happens.
Amen.
And we think of Him as overall and orchestrating these events of our lives, and because He is sovereign and gracious and the Savior, and how much He loves us and how He seeks us and goes after us. In that book that I've been touting for two summers now, Why I Am a Christian, the first chapter is, I'm a Christian because the Lord went after me. He uses Francis Thompson's great poem, The Hound of Heaven, and he speaks about how the Lord just went after me and He didn't let me go. Oh, love that will not let me go. We sing about that after we're saved too, but it's so true. God loves us. I have loved thee with an everlasting love. And that promise, someone said to me after meeting last night, that the Lord put it in their thoughts, in their heart, as Brother Graber was speaking last night, that word was for you, Eddie. I don't know if you thought that as you were speaking, but I said, you know, I took it right from the Lord to myself, Jeremiah 33:3, a promise. And these promises of God do come from His heart, from everlasting love. And I agreed with that brother, and then he said, but I thought it was for me too, he said. And maybe we all felt that way too. Call upon me and I will answer thee. And I'm so thankful for the end of this season. I'm so thankful for the beginning of this season. I'm so thankful for all the way through. As you can tell, I didn't plan this, but I knew I had to get up and thank the Lord. One little thing that we've been called upon to do for a number of seasons is to kind of work with the staff. And I was working with a man who's highly organized and very efficient. And he retired last year. Last year was a difficult year for him in his family with illness. And then the staff matters. I worked along with him and love him dearly and leaned on him. And then he decided that it would be best for him to lay down that responsibility. And he suggested that I take my sons along, and the trustees of the camp were all in agreement with that. I think maybe one of them suggested it too, but they all agreed. And we just want to thank the Lord. Yeah, we missed Brother Carl very much. And we have some wrinkles to iron out. We're just not as organized as he. And we had our first summer, and the Lord saw us through.
Yeah,
agreed.
That's right.
And my boys were a tremendous help. And I thank God for that decision, or leading, let's call it, to ask them to step in. And I could name names, but I should say Brother Eric, Brother Carl. One of the great tips he gave me was, go to Brother Eric. He's been helping me the last few years, and he takes care of getting all the cooks together. He'll take it right out of your hands, and that's a big job. It's not everybody can cook.
Yes.
And some people who can cook can't cook for 100 people, you know. They can cook great at home, but you know, it's different. And Brother Eric just took it all in hand. And I didn't have to, I hardly had to think about it. And as I say, there are so many other staffers who've been here over the years who have been of such great help. They know, you know, what's, I called Donna a few times, you know, Donna, we could use your help in the store. And I'm so glad she was able to come during the season. Some others stepped in, but she's here at this all-important time. She's going to work on closing things up. She knows how to do that. We don't have to think about that. Sister Elsie doesn't have to do it. She knows how to do it too, but she's been busy in the office. And the Lord provides just in so many ways. We see that it's His camp, and He's over all. And we just thank Him. And I thank Him for everyone who served. And for all of you who are here, not just the staff, but for the guests who come and worship with us and love the Lord and seek His face. I'm just so thankful today for the supply of every need and for His great love that just overshadows the place and everything that concerns us. And we know that we're in His hand, and we know that He doesn't fail. And even in these past few days, I've just seen, you know, in my case, I don't always have a clear understanding of just the way I should go, you know. Sometimes I feel when I hear the stories of others that, you know, they get such clear guidance and they just know. And it doesn't, sometimes I know, but more often I just have to say, Lord, I commit this decision to You. I just commit everything about it to You. I don't know. I'm more like Jehoshaphat. Lord, we have no idea what to do. And we can't. We can't, and we don't know. No ability and no understanding. But our eyes are upon You.
Yeah.
And the Lord showed him what he needed to know and gave him a marvelous victory. And it was rather unconventional, the way he moved at that time. I'm thankful, as I said, for all of you, for the guests who come from near and far. I praise the Lord for the blessing that He's put into my life through you. So many of you have been a great blessing. Some I've just met new. We don't really know each other yet, but I trust we will get to know each other. And for me, those things, you know, build rather slowly. Some folks are better with those things too. But I'm thankful because you get to know people, and if it comes slowly, it's there's something real wonderful and strong about it too. And I'm thankful, just thankful. I don't know just how to say it, but I thank the Lord with all my heart. Here's Brother Ed over here, and he was telling me, "You go home. Don't think you're needed. You're not that important." No, he didn't. I don't want to leave my post, but he kind of encouraged me to head home on Thursday. There was a little bit of a lull here. And then Brother Graber said, sure, go ahead. We'll take that Thursday night meeting. And I'm thankful that we did that looking back. You know, sure. That's how it is with me. I committed to the Lord, and I guess there are many mistakes that I make, but a lot of times I can look back and I say, thank you. A couple little things that took care of that evening when I was home that now I see that was important. The Lord knew that. And so thank you all for your love. Your prayers. I have to thank Aletha for the tremendous support she gives to the staff. It's a big name. I don't know who made it up. I don't even want it. The staff coordinators. That's what I am. Wow. Sounds important, doesn't it? But it's just a little job that we try to do for Jesus. Sing with me, please. In thanksgiving to God, you know, what's that guy's name? Hale and Wilder. They were singing over the speaker this morning. Hale and Wilder. And I noticed that so many of the songs were about the love of God. And those of you who've been here the last couple of years, I just discovered this song actually before last season, but you know that this is one of my favorites. By one of my favorite hymn writers, Horatius Bonar, and if you'll sing this song with me on this last morning before we hear from Brother Graber, well, that's another thing I'd be thankful for. I was able to stop in Edinburgh. I talked about that trip. I was able to stop in Edinburgh and see this man's tombstone as well. That was a blessing to think about all the hymns that have blessed us from this Scottish preacher. Play it through, please.
Oh, Lord, Lord God,
want to sing that last verse again. I just want to thank God for my dear brother, who's been a great blessing to me over these years, but never more than this year. Thank you, Brother Graper. And Mary. I don't know if Mary's here. I said I shouldn't start mentioning names, but she brings this word fresh. I didn't realize that every time for you. It hasn't been sitting here from meeting to meeting. Anyway, God is so good to us. Let's sing that last verse.
Oh, love of God.